Welcome to Jerry Osborne's Vinyl Village.
When those oldies play, we listen.
I'm Jerry, and our village is like no other.
Oldies, we all love
seem a bit odd to open the show with a song titled Hush, but of course we don't mean that you should keep quiet, and nor do I plan to do that. And that was a top five hit in 1968 by Deep Purple, and that little tune was written by the prolific Joe South. And since we're giving a shout out to songwriters, we're going to move right into Carl Carlton's Everlasting Love, and that was written by our good friend Buzz Kaysen, who you have heard on the show a few times. And in case you missed those appearances, here's another one right now.
Hi, this is Buzz Kaysen, and you're listening to KPTZ in Port Townsend.
Version of Everlasting Love was a million seller in 1974, and so no wonder when Buzz Kasson decided to write a book about his life, he titled it Everlasting Love, and then with the subtitle Living the Rock and Roll Dream with Buzz Kasson. And here's another little dab of trivia that you probably didn't know. Billboard magazine named Everlasting Love one of only two songs that were hits in four different decades of the modern era. And for Everlasting Love, it was the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. And the other song bestowed with that honor is The Way You Do the Things You Do, written by Smokey Robinson and best remembered as by The Temptations. And that goes something just like this. very clever composition from the pen of Smokey Robinson in early 1964. None of the first four records for The Temptations even made the top 100, but this was their fifth, and this one went all the way to top 10. And eventually, over their career, they would have about 60 charted hits. And thank you for dialing in KPTZ 91.9 FM. And I'm Jerry Osborne, founder of The Vinyl Village, and one who always enjoys a little doo-wop during the show. And for this one, we have The Dubs, best known for Could This Be Magic? But here's another great one by that group from 1959. It's The Chapel of Dreams. Who bring back the old records.
KPTC for Towns.
When the dream came, I held my breath with my eyes closed. I went insane like the smoke ring day when the wind. Thank you.
That's an infectious little tune that I've always enjoyed. It's On the Way Home by Buffalo Springfield, and that's from 1968. And coincidentally, our first phone request of the day is also for a tune from 1968. So let's find out more about that.
Hello, Jerry. This is Nick from Port Townsend. Been enjoying your show very much. I hear a lot of things that I've never heard before, which is nice. And I also hear things that I haven't heard in quite some time, which leads me to my request. It hit the charts in January of 1968, and it's Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazlewood doing Some Velvet Morning. Can you do that for me?
Can I do that for you? I think you already know that if you pick it, I'm gonna play it. And this time is no exception.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna open up your gate and maybe tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me life and how she made in some velvet morning when I'm straight.
Flowers growing on a hill, dragonflies and daffodils learn from us very much.
With his elephants, crossing mighty mountains, aim for the sky, baby, when you are by my side. Well, I feel like I can conquer the world. Napoleon met his Waterloo, had a bullet too. But I'm a bigger man than both of them when I'm with you. Just like Caesar and Alexander, the world is here bowing at my feet, and baby, you make my life complete. And I feel like I could conquer the world. Napoleon met his Waterloo, had a bullet too. But I'm a bigger man than both of them when I'm with you. Just like Caesar and Alexander, the world is here bowing at my feet, and baby, you make my life complete.
There you have the one and only hit by the Chevelles. And that came out in 1964 with the title, I Could Conquer the World. Yeah, get out of my way, everyone. One thing I am pretty sure about is that that's the only record ever made that begins with the line, just like Napoleon Bonaparte shooting cannons and knocking castles down. How many other songs can you think of that begin with that lyric? Next on the J.O. Show is Arthur Alexander. He's a guy who the British bands liked a lot. For example, You Better Move On. That was done later by the Rolling Stones. And Anna. That was done later by the Beatles. But this was his hit in between those two from the summer of 62. All my life, where have you been?
Until we kissed, I never knew the thrills that could be tasted. Until we kissed, I never knew the years that I had wasted. But now I know I was waiting for you to come by. I was waiting, girl. Won't you please tell me why this took so long to begin? Darling, where have you been all my life? Oh, don't you know that till we touched, I never knew touch was worth revealing. Until we touched, I never knew my heart was really beating. But now I know I was waiting for you to come by. I was waiting. Won't you please tell me why this took so long to begin? Darling, where have you been all my life?
Arthur Alexander and the musical question, where have you been? Where you've been is not really the issue. Of greater concern is where you are now. And the fact that you are right here in the Vinyl Village on KPTZ is all that really matters. And the great music continues now from 1957. Charlie Gracie had the number one song in the country with Butterfly, and his follow-up made the top 15, and that was also a one-word title, from Butterfly to Fabulous.
Well, I always knew I was crazy for you. How'd I know you'd thrill me so? If this is love, well, it's fabulous. Your lips close to mine, it chills up my spine. And when they touch, I thrill so much. If this is love, it's fabulous. I read in a book about love and its charms, but I never knew till I held you in my arms. When I held you tight, well, I know I'm right. 'Cause only you can do what you do. If this is love, it's fabulous. I always knew I was crazy for you. How'd I know that you'd thrill me so? If this is a love, well, it's fabulous. Your lips are close to mine, I get chills up my spine. When they touch, I thrill so much. If this is love, well, it's fabulous. It's fabulous. If this is love, well, it's fabulous.
Here's another very cool tune from 1957 by Big Joe Turner. It's the Love Roller Coaster. And if you're going to ride it, remember to keep your hands and feet and other things inside the car at all times.
Ride on the Love Roller Coaster. My heart's doing a loop-de-loop. I got a time to power going 1,000 miles an hour. We, oh, I got a fever about 110. The head's spinning around like a top. Up and down, all around for you. Bebop, don't stop till I get on the 4th of July. Bebop, thank you, ma'am. You really got me reading, I ain't telling no lie. Right on the Love Roller Coaster. I ain't never coming down to earth. I'm gonna stay up high, long as I'm up here with you.
Eventually, all thrilling roller coaster rides do come to an end, and this one is no exception. And it was great having Big Joe Turner sing about it. And now we are fortunate enough to have one of our favorite entertainers and a personal good friend for many years calling from her home in Branson, Missouri.
Hi, this is Dina Martin, and you're listening to KPTZ, Port Townsend. You know, I learned from the very best, of course, my dad, the king of cool, Mr. Dean Martin, and so... Why don't we hear a song from him right now?
How lucky can one guy be I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, oh, ain't love a kick? Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
KPTZ Radio for Townsend. Seven Seals from 1986 and the CMA single of that year, one with the three-letter title, Bop. And right before that, we had one of Dean Martin's most popular songs from 1960, Ain't That a Kick in the Head. And it's time now to hear from a longtime listener in Apache Junction, Arizona.
Hi, this is Pam Ruffner. I live in Apache Junction, Arizona. And Jerry, I've been listening for years and years. And I would really like to hear How Great Thou Art by Elvis Presley.
Do you want the studio version or the live version?
The live version.
I'd like to do one of my favorite gospel songs. This features the stems also, How Great Thou Art.
Let's go. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, oh my God, how great thou art. Then sing to my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Knowing that KPTZ's entertainment shows included nearly all of the best-known genres, the only exception was country and western, and they're among the most popular. No longer will C&W fans do without. The Vinyl Village is proud to announce our classic country and western hit show, the last Wednesday of every month from 7 to 8 p.m. Tune in and let us know what you'd like to hear.
Play something country.
Oh, you can bet I will play something country, as well as something western. And if you've checked the calendar lately, you already know that next Wednesday is the last Wednesday of this month, and I really hope you'll be with us for that show. Now, on a somewhat related matter, it recently occurred to me that Kenny Rogers' career path was somewhat unusual, to say the least. In his first three decades as a recording artist, meaning the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, he dabbled in a completely different style in each of those decades. And for that reason, we're going to start in 1958, when he was more of a pop singer, and in fact, his best record at that time, titled That Crazy Feeling, even borders on being doo-wop, as you will hear. And then we'll follow that with the changes that he made in both the 70s and then again in the 80s. I think you'll agree the only thing these three songs have in common is that they are all Kenny Rogers. And so here we go from 1958, That Crazy Feeling, his very first record.
It's not just the way you say hello whenever we should meet. Keeps my heart pounding like the ocean of the deep. But it's got my heart reeling. Oh yes, I've got the crazy feeling. It's not just the way you kiss me with that twinkle in your eye. Makes me want to love you and never say goodbye. But to me, it's a feeling. Oh yes, I've got a crazy feeling. Who can explain on my mind, what makes me think about you all the time? Oh, who can explain that? Just what makes me know, darling, I want you to have love and to hold. Oh, it's not just the way you comfort me when I'm blue and low. Makes me want to love you and never let you go. But it's got my heart reeling. Oh yeah, I've got a crazy feeling. Oh yes, I've got a crazy feeling.
No. And now we jump ahead 10 years to 1968, and we go from that crazy feeling to a crazy new style of music for Kenny Rogers and his new group, The First Edition. And just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in from the psychedelic era.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sun down shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah,
oh yeah, what condition my condition was in. I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much, I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. I had my foot on the gas as I left the road and blew out my mind. 8 miles 100 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. I said I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
From 1958 to 68 and now to 78. And this is the Kenny Rogers style that we are most familiar with.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser. The best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold on, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up,
when to hold up,
know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough.
That was a monster hit for Kenny, and it's simply titled The Gambler. And from that we learn that life is like a card game, and those who survive are the ones who know when to hold 'em and when to fold 'em. And by the way, I forgot to mention that Kenny Rogers' first record, That Crazy Feeling, came out with three different labels. One as Ken Rogers, another as Kenneth Rogers, and then finally one as Kenny Rogers. I'm kind of surprised they didn't also put out a version crediting Mr. Rogers. And now the Vinyl Village is mighty happy to say that sitting right here next to me is KPTZ's own Delana. And I've been nagging her lately to get her on the show because I want to know what song would be her pick of all of the ones ever made. And so, young lady, welcome to the Vinyl Village.
Hi, Jerry. This is Delana, and you have asked me if I could choose one song to play on your show. It was very difficult to do. I went through all of the people that I adore, and each time I kept coming back to The Beatles. It means my favorite song, and that would be Paul McCartney's I Will from their White Album. I take it personally because since I was a teenager, in my heart, he was singing to me.
And now your teenage dream has become a reality because Paul is singing it especially for you.
Who knows how long I've loved you? Do you know I love you still? Didn't catch your name, but it never really mattered. I will always feel the same. Love you forever and forever. Love you with all my heart. Love you whenever we're together. Love you when we're song will fill the air. Sing it loud so I can hear you. Make it easy to be near you for the things you do and dear you to me. Oh, you know I will.
Thank you, Sir Paul McCartney, and thanks also to Delana for choosing that great song, and make it a regular habit to listen to her show, Music to My Ears, every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5. And now the J.O. Show returns to early 1961, when literally no one had ever heard of Aretha Franklin, but they were about to, and this was her first charted hit. And bear in mind, this was 6 years before she taught us how to spell R-E-S-P-E-C-T, and here she is with her chart debut, a raucous little tune titled Won't Be Long. And yes, she accompanies herself on piano.
Yes, it did. I'll be back, baby. Baby, by and by. And that's why I waited so doggone long, yeah. Can't you see how happy I am? Because the man is a coming home. So now, here I be. Yeah. knees are shaking, yeah. Mr. Engineer, don't you keep me waiting. You hear me telling you, hurry, hurry.
Now I'm the one headed down the railroad track, but I'll leave you with Donny Owens from 58 and a top 25 hit titled Need You, which I do.
Need you, your tenderness, your understanding heart. I heard for you each minute we're apart. I need my
now to wrap it up and tie it tight. And thank you for spending time with us here in the Vinyl Village. Now get set to go on a blues journey with Taylor Clark, and that starts right now.